when you find yourself in some far off place, and it causes you to rethink some things, you start to sense that slowly you're becoming someone else. And then you find yourself, when you make new friends in a brand new town, and you start to think about settling down. The things that would have been lost on you are now clear as a bell. And you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. You go through life so sure of where you're heading, and you wind up lost, and it's the best thing could have happened. 'Cause sometimes when you lose your way, it's really just as well. Because you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself.
Okay, Rach had some sort of panic attack / diarrhea, so she went to bed or something. So it's just us.
Oh, yeah. Frosty Cuz must have cast a spell on her.
I knew that was going to happen. She's the one that pushed for Frosty Cups to be not on the show. Let's just throw that out there.
Yes.
So you're now in charge, Valk.
Oh, no. I'm not good at being in charge.
This is not my show. I'm just a judge. I do think that we can assume that Rochelle always says yes, almost. So we can just assume that she's going to just say yes to everybody tonight. So I guess you need one yes to go through?
I guess so. That makes sense because of, like, two people and, like,
yeah.
Thing.
Well, like, do they need both of us to say yes?
We probably should have discussed this. I guess
you didn't get any, like, directions or anything.
I know. I guess, like, it's usually two yeses, so we can just stick to it being two yeses still. So.
Okay. People in the listen that are hearing this, please don't yell at us. It's not our fault. Because I know they're going to be like, that's not fair because other people needed three, and we only have two. Well, suck it and don't submit past the deadline. Sea glass high.
Wait, who's going first?
I don't know. I don't like the strict order, so I don't care.
Oh.
I guess if you'd like to say, say it.
I'm not good at being in charge. This is weird. Like, I don't know. Like, I always think you sound like Princess Clary, and I'm always like, whenever you come on, I'm like, oh, like, wait. Like, for some reason, like, my brain doesn't process, like, sea glass. I, like, whenever someone's like, sea glass is up, I'm like, wait, this is Princess Clary. What's going on?
That's a compliment, though.
Yeah, it is, because Clary's really awesome. But, like, yeah, like, on Once You Go Black, I was like, wait, I thought, like, Clary was, like, doing a guest performance. And I was like, why could is it, Clary on the show?
Could it be that her and Clary are the exact same person?
Maybe, but why
could
did Clary
be
change her name?
Because Frosty Cuffs cast a spell on her.
Dun, dun, dun. It could. Maybe it was good we cut him if he's casting yeah. spells on people.
I agree. I agree 100%.
This is another one that was kind of, like, not great, but not, like, blah. Like, I thought you could have had more emotion, and, like, the runs in the chorus were kind of, like, sounded a little sketchy, but, like, I think this was nice, and you have a nice tone, so yeah.
I think you have a pretty voice. I think it's a good voice. I think it's a strong voice. Part of it was, in the chat, when we were listening, Rochelle was, like, explaining in detail her diarrhea, so it was, like, very distracting. But I think if you had emotion, it wouldn't have been as distracting. But you did sound really pretty on this.
Yeah.
And I think that...
emotion.
Yeah, and I think that, yeah, just concentrate on the emotion. I really like you. And I think you'll go far, Miss Seaglass.
Princess Seaglass.
Princess Seaglass Clary, Clefairy.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I guess you need two yeses to go through.
I guess so. I'll say yes.
I will say yes as well. Kudos to you, Sea Glass. Congratulations.
Yay.
I guess we need to look at the list and see who's next. I feel like we're like we've been left home alone without the parent, and like we don't really know what to do.
Now you know, Rochelle's the one that calls all the shots.
I need to scroll back up past the. All the diarrhea talk and find that list.
I think Turtle was next.
Yeah, Turtle's up next. Let's go with that. You know there's four more of you to go. Turtle is up next.
Yay.
Now he's bobbing slow, dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's bobbing getting frisky. Right now he's bobbing buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. Right now he's bobbing up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know that I don't. Bobby up sing some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. And he don't know that I go monkey him to the side of his pretty little suit up four wheel. Before
Valk, you didn't do the Kirby noise for sea glass.
Oh, should I do it now?
Yes.
I should, like, do that instead of yes or something, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. And then no can be.
Can be you? I don't know.
I've heard this before, Turtle. Well, here's the thing. I thought maybe it was new, but I remember distinctly that weird pronunciation of Louisville where you said Louisville. So I know I've heard that before. But I know that the email that Rach sent out just said week one and it didn't say like Lone Star or anything in the subject. So like you didn't see it until like an hour before the deadline. So at least you submitted something. And the something you submitted was better than most of the – well, not most, but some of the tonight.
Well, like, I don't know, like, she knew it was free choice, like, email aside, so I don't know. But, like, it's fine either way.
Yeah, I don't want to hear repeats anymore, but, like,
yeah.
I understand under the circumstances. I don't know what, where would Rochelle stand on this?
I don't know. I think she would be okay with, like, a repeat, but, like, yeah.
It could be that she re-recorded this, too, because I know she was recording last night, and then she just pronounced Louisville once again. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought it was good, though. I liked it. I thought you sounded great on it.
Yeah. My only real note was, like, I thought she could have, like, driven home, like, the intensity of, like, beating the crap out of someone's car a little more. Like, it seems kind of like... It was kind of like borderlining, lacking energy, but it was like enough to keep the song going. But like, I think you could have like amped it up more and be like, I dug my key, rah, rah, like stuff. But yeah, I thought she sounded really good vocally on this. Other than like, yeah, some pronunciation issues here and there, it was really good.
I liked it too. I thought you did a good job performing it. It could have been angrier, yes, but I thought that it was... better performance than a lot of people we've already put through, and I thought your voice sounded great on it.
Dun,
so it's
dun,
a yes from me.
It's a no from me.
That's two yeses, and then Rochelle probably would have said no. But
no, she would have said yes.
You think?
Probably.
She would have said, your voice sounds gross. Just kidding. I'm kidding. That was too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
We have to wait 7 years before we can use that joke.
In 7 years, we will make jokes about it. But for now, it's a yes, OMG Awkward Turtle.
Yeah.
I believe that up next is Zane.
Oh, my.
His cows get loose and run right through the fast food parking lots. And daddy gets calls from the many miles when the downwind from his house. When his tractor backs up traffic, the reception ain't too warm. The city's growing around him, but daddy won't sell the farm. You can't roll a rock up a hill that steep. You Campbell Bruce, when they run that deep, he's gonna live and die in the eye of an urban storm. Daddy won't sail the farm. He worked and slaved in 68. He bought these fields and trees. He raised his corn in a big red barn and a healthy family. He learned to love the woodlands. He can't stand to do them harm. There's concrete all around him, but Daddy won't sail the farm. You can't roll the rock up a hill that steep. You can't pull roots when they run that deep. He's gonna live and die in the eye of an urban storm. Daddy won't sail the farm. One day he's gonna leave it all to me, and I'll start my own branch of the family tree. They'll get the message written on the roof of the barn. Daddy won't sail the farm. You can't roll the rock up a hill that steep. You can't pull roots when they run that deep. He's gonna live and die in the eye of an urban storm. Daddy won't sail the farm. We're gonna live and die in the eye of an urban storm. Daddy won't sail the farm. No, he won't. I don't even want to see you try to take it. All you land people out there, you're out of luck. Oh, yeah. Because Daddy ain't going to sell this farm to you. No way possible.
There is no way possible, Valk, that Daddy is selling that farm to them. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair, and there's a farm that Daddy owns. They're trying to get him to sell, but Zane says no.
I love that the Zane laugh was at the end of the song.
I know. He did like a little ad-lib thing, I think.
Oh.
He put a little Zane in it.
Oh, my. Why wasn't there a Best of the Night so far, or a By Chance?
By chance, is Daddy selling the farm? No. This farm is the best of the night so far, man.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the farm, though, not the song. I think going by the antiquated turn system, I think you go first.
Oh. I think, this is another one, you've gotten a lot better, Zane. This was really good compared to, other stuff I've heard you on. Well, other than, your Best of the Rest stuff, but a lot of that was good. But, yeah. I mean, when you've been, in another, singing show thing that isn't, based on, improving and stuff. Yeah. I don't know, I'm kind of, iffy on this, because I thought your performance was good, but, your... I actually thought your singing was pretty good, too. There's just, something about it, I don't know. That was kind of, off to me, and I can't, figure out what it was, but I thought this was pretty good. I don't know, if it was good enough to, put you through with, the people we've put through so far, but, I thought this was really good for you.
I don't know either. Zane loves country so much.
I know.
I thought the energy was good. To me, your voice was a lot louder than the music, but that might have been just my headphones. I don't know. The thing is, with only being two judges, I feel weird because I feel it's unfair to say if one of us says no. But then again, it's not fair to the people who had all the judges that if we just put everybody through now. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, like, what to do. I don't think that for me, well, I don't know. You have to say yes or no first, though.
No. I don't know. I don't want to, like, this is hard, like.
Cause, okay,
like,
here's the problem. If I go first and I say no, then everybody's gonna be like, oh, it's not even Dylan's show and he's screwing everybody over, so I really don't want to. So I want you to say yes or no first, and then I'll just back whatever you say. Then nobody can complain. Mm. I'm just kidding. I'll make my own decision, but, like, I don't know. I could go either way on this one because...
Me too.
I don't think that... See, I don't think he could... I don't think he can win. I don't think he can be competitive with some of the people we already put through, but I don't think... If it had just been me and you with Oliviana wouldn't have gone through.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's fair to, like, think, like, oh, are they going to win? Like, I don't know. I feel like it should be, like, based on how they did in the round. That's just, like, my personal opinion.
Do you think, based on this round, he should go through? What we heard was better than what we normally hear from Zane, correct?
Yeah, I want to say yes.
I say yes as well, then. Zane, you're through to the next round, 90s country.
Yay.
Let me hear the noise.
Oh, that noise. I thought you meant, like, crowd noise.
Oh, yeah. Fate of Fandoms up next. I used to date her.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did. Just who she was stealing from. She's not a saint. She's not what you think. She's an actress. Whoa. She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. Whoa. Soon she's gonna find stealing other people's toys on the playground while making many friends. She should keep in mind. She should keep in mind. There is nothing I do better than revenge. Hush. Like, I'm a trend and she's so over it. I think her ever-present frown is a little troubling. She thinks I'm psycho cause I like to rhyme her name with things. But sophistication isn't what you wear or who you know. Or pushing people down to get you where you wanna go. They wouldn't teach you that in prep school, so it's up to me. That no amount of vintage dresses gives you dignity. She's not a saint, she's not what you think. She's an actress, that she does on the mattress. Whoa. Soon she's gonna find stealing other people's toys on the playground while making many friends. She should keep in mind, she should keep in mind, there is nothing I do better than revenge. I'm just another thing for you to roll your eyes at, honey. You might have him, but haven't you heard? I'm just another thing for you to roll your eyes at, honey. She does.
Faded.
Faded. Oh. Stuff. I don't know. What? I don't know. I'm tired.
Me too. I get to mix an entire episode of The Radio after this and this show. Thanks, Rach. Okay. This is like when Taylor Swift pretends to be Hayley Williams, and I hate that.
That's like terrible.
I hate that like Taylor Swift is considered country with no strings attached, because this is not a country song like at all. And I hate that like any Taylor Swift song is considered country, because I think that's unfair.
Yeah, like Let It Slide this time, but like be careful, because like all of Taylor Swift's stuff isn't country, and like we are only accepting country songs because this is the country competition, and this, like, is obviously not country. It's like, not country.
I feel like, why do a country competition if you're going to sing pop songs or rock songs?
Yeah, like, bleh.
I mean, it is like Taylor Swift that's the problem.
Yeah, but, like, don't do things that are, like, obviously not country. Like, Love Story is kind of, like, pop country stuff, so, like, that's fine, but, like, this is, like, obviously, like, more rock. It's not really, So stick to country, even if the artist is, like, originally country and they, like, done pop or done rock or something, do a song of theirs that is country.
Yeah. I thought you sounded good, and I thought it was mixed really well, and I thought you performed it really well.
Oh, the mixing was weird to me, like it was, like, tinny, kind of. I don't know if that's how the song normally sounds, though.
I only have heard Traviata sing the song. I've never actually heard Taylor Swift
do it. Was Traviata tinny?
Traviata's always tinny. tinny like a fox.
Oh, my.
Since Rachel is not here, I don't know where she stands on this. I assume that since this is Taylor Swift, it's automatically okay, because I remember for the Taylor Swift Immunity Challenge, I did like Taylor Swift covering a Def Leppard song, and that was considered okay for the immunity. So,
well, that was old Lone Star. This is new Lone Star. We do not tolerate crossover.
I feel like if it's contestants' choice on a country-themed show, it should be a country song. I don't know, like, if you had permission from Rach, or if, like,
did it. I don't know, because I know she was, like, mixing this with Rochelle there and, like, trying to hide it from her or something, so I don't know.
Hmm. Do you say yes, or do you want to, what do you think about the song like that?
I don't know. Like, this was kind of, like, one of the middle-of-the-road ones for me. Like, you were kind of, like, pitchy in and out, and, like, it was performed really well, but you're, like, performance awesome, but like your voice sounded kind of weird on it to me. Like the higher stuff sounded like kind of pitchy, and I don't know, your voice was just kind of like on this to me, so
I liked your voice a lot on this. My only issue is whether the song is considered country, but I thought you performed it well.
It's not considered country, but but like you probably didn't, like, realize, like, oh, like, yeah, you probably thought any Taylor Swift was okay, but, like, weird noises. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on this one. But I'm leaning towards yes, so I will say yes.
I will say, I don't know, like, based on the, okay, I've never been in a situation where I'm not producing this show, so, like, I don't want to make, like, a call like a judgment call, and then like, because like, I don't want to say yes and then have Reach come on tomorrow and be like, that is not country, it's a no. So like, I'd rather say no and then have Reach overturn it if she wants to tomorrow.
Dun, dun.
I'm Reach's bitch on this show, basically. So I say no, Faded, but I defer to Rochelle, and if Rochelle says yes, then that's cool. Thank I'm only you. Saying no.
Aww.
I'm just saying no based on the genre. I'm sure she's going to say it's okay, but I don't want to make that decision because it's not my show. But I thought you sounded good on it. Traviata, basically, I'm just admitting I have zero power on this show whatsoever. But that's okay. Traviata is the last one up tonight. That was Traviata.
Yeah.
See, that's all you have to do, Vak. You don't have to go, Traviata!
It's not like that. You just go like, Traviata, yay!
Traviata, yay!
Yeah.
That was Traviata doing some Miranda Lambert.
Oh, it sounded familiar. I didn't remember.
What'd you think?
oh, it was, like, really, really good. Yeah, really nice tone for country. I'm kind of, like, surprised, because, like, you have, like, kind of, like, the hard rocker type of voice.
She's part Asian.
sure.
Name me one Asian country singer. Just one. Snowfender. The answer is Snowfender.
Yeah, this is, like, really good. I like that you use Dropbox, because I have it, too, and it is awesome.
I better download. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, like, you sound great with a lot of instruments. You sound great with just guitar. You're an amazing singer, and you perform really well. And when you just have the one track, you pull your emotion inward, but it's still there.
Yeah.
But then, and then, like, when you have a lot of instruments behind you, you really, like, push it out. Like, you know how to adapt based on the instrumental, and I like that about you.
It's awesome.
I thought you did a great job, and I say yes.
I say yes, too.
You know what that means.
Oh. Loyal.
People that don't listen to the whole episode, they're just going to be like, what? What's going on?
They're just going to, like, fast forward, and you're like, oh, my God. I'll be like, what is that noise?
I think it'll be a hit. next week is, I guess, 90s country.
Yeah, it's
90s. Is it due Wednesday?
Oh, crap.
Whatever Rochelle says in the email goes. Sorry, we don't have more information.
It's due, more than likely, it's going to be due Wednesday, but yeah.
Faded, the decision isn't, what I did was leave the decision entirely up to Rochelle. I don't want you to think I was picking on you. I have no idea as far as this genre goes.
Yeah.
Because I really like your performance. So I hope that Rochelle says yes.
Me too.
All right, so thank you guys for submitting and all that. What do you guys usually say at the end of your shows?
Wild! I don't know.
Wild!
Wild!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.